Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Folks still want to go out and enjoy a meal at a restaurant.
Sure.
On a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The issue, however, it's expensive as hell.
Sure.
Right? It seems that some folks have figured out a way to work around and save a ton of money at certain sit-down places.
Wow.
A workaround that now has these restaurants standing up and saying, hey, cut it out. And it's an interesting study in why we go out to eat.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Nearly half of U.S. adults say they now regularly order from the kids' menu when they go out to eat.
I know moms that do that. Because they're always on the go, and it's not even like they're super hungry. They just need something to put in their stomach, and they'll grab everybody a kid's meal and go.
Yeah, it's but like that's not what's going on here. Well, you're sitting down.
Sometimes it's sitting down, sometimes it's drive-thru.
And going with the kiddie meal.
It's both.
That's how, where's your dignity, man?
So, this according to a new study on American restaurant shopping trends. And the reason seems pretty obvious before you go off like a car alarm.
Right.
It's twofold. The obvious one is it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Right? Restaurant prices are up. Kids' menus can be half the price of adult menus.
But they're so limited. Yeah. What are you going to have, a hot dog and applesauce?
But let's talk about that.
And a cold beer.
You're not getting much food.
That's not necessarily true. And that's the second reason. No. And this is only known to people that have kids that eat off the kids' menu. A lot of times, the kids' portions are almost as big as the adult portions.
Kind of explains how big the kids is.
The Happy Meal at like McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, obviously smaller than like a Big Mac.
Yeah.
But if you go to a sit-down place, there are plenty of places here in Rochester where your $30 entree and your kid's $8 entree are almost the same amount of food.
But it's not the same entree. It's kid food.
Because
kids are not going to want scampi.
Well, no, there are some places that will sell you like fancier pastas just with a, quote, smaller portion, and it's the same. Or like a chicken parm, but it's a slightly smaller chicken parm. Like, I get that you don't order off the kids' menu despite the fact that if it was a ground round, you'd be able to based on your height. It's Tommy's birthday today. He gets a burger pay based on his weight.
Because I would say like apps are usually cheaper than the entrees, obviously, and they're smaller portions.
So put a pin in that. We're going to loop back around.
All right.
Right. But as we talk solely right now,
252
WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, if you met someone who ordered off the kids' menu on a regular basis.
Strictly for
financial purposes. Yeah. You would think that person is?
A chintz.
Well, yeah.
You're a chintz.
Well, no, I mean, okay.
You're a tight chintz.
Chintz is, I have the money and I don't want to spend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? If this person was ordering off the kids' menu because that's how they afford to eat out, you would think that person is?
Sad. Stay home. Maybe eat not any for you. What?
Thoughts, Kimmy?
Financially strained would be my immediate assumption.
All right, when Tommy says maybe eating out ain't for you, right? Is that an appropriate thought when it comes to someone wanting to get out of the house and go and enjoy a meal?
Oh, I would still think it's your cheapest option, even if you're buying from the grocery store at this point.
That's a good point by Kimmy.
I mean, how much cheaper if you go to Wegmans and get yourself a meal for dinner? It could be more expensive.
You cook something at home for yourself.
But again, even buying the ingredients again, at this point, yeah. Like if you're going to make something like, you
so
know.
Much.
It is.
I don't know.
I love how like, are we breaking news here?
Like you go ramen to the cross- noodles or soup, you know what I mean? I don't know what you're getting.
Oh, is that super that?
Cheap.
I mean, Jesus Christ. What are we, the Great Depression here?
Tommy.
You can't get a regular, you could go home and cook a meal.
No, I mean, look, the grocery bills that people are walking out with now are insane. Yeah. They are insane. You cannot get out of the grocery store for under $80.
Yeah.
Like, when you, as soon as you step foot through a grocery store, it's $80.
Hey, a buddy of mine says, you know, you can get a bag of apples and a bottle of water and go sell it down on the street.
And he's trying to do it now and it ain't working. Look, I mean, Kimmy's not wrong here.
Like, do you want to go? I mean, how much fun are you having eating a kiddie meal out?
Well, let's talk about that. Because I get where you're coming
from. It's going to look sad. Because you're gonna get the crayons, and you're gonna get like
you
the
get a toy.
You're gonna get the novelty utensils to take home.
I have no problem getting a loud drawn-on cup with chocolate milk right. with a lid on top of it. But all right, like your idea, your point is, you know, if you can't afford to eat out the right way, duty daddy do. I'm coming you
late. What happened to my mouth?
It's because that's what you get when you made your own food and you poisoned yourself. You got botulism from cooking your own food. I think this is an interesting study
okay.
in why we eat out, because I'm with you. I used to think that people went out to eat because they wanted to try really good food.
Yeah, well, and socialize.
But that's just it.
So you think it's more social than anything else? Well, I just need to get out of the house?
Look, we have in front of us nearly half of U.S. adults say they regularly order from the kids' menu. That tells me they're not going out for the actual food. They're going out because they want to see their friends.
The experience.
Because they're going stir crazy.
Yeah.
Right? And they want that experience of someone serving them. They just can't afford the full experience.
Are
right
they
now.
Drinking?
If they're ordering from the kids' menu, I can't imagine you're drinking.
Yeah. The drink could cost more than the meal.
Plus, you get free refills on your chocolate milk.
Forgot about that. So you got to go out, not drink, and eat a kiddie meal and call that a night.
You're out. You're out and about.
I'm staying home.
I don't know, though, how many people, to your point, if you're out with other people, are going to do it because you may feel a little shame in that.
I hope so.
Well, but you're not going to go out by yourself, so you're going to be with someone else.
So you're out of a full crew,
yeah,
right? Buddies. Or, you know, mixed group, but just friends.
Yeah.
And here's Kitty Meal Karen over here.
Kitty Meal so, Karen.
With her chocolate milk with a lid on, as you call it,
do
and her crayons.
Do you ever have a friend that just couldn't give up the kitty meals, and it was kind of like, it had nothing to
That's
do with
weird.
The cost or price, but they were just really picky eaters as kids, so they'd get like, whenever you'd go out somewhere, they'd get like chicken fingers or like, you know, something off the kids' meal just because they never wanted to try anything
real cheese,
new.
Yeah.
So why would you hang with that person?
I judge that person more than the person doing it for financial reasons.
That's sad, too.
Well, I don't know. If that's what makes him happy, why am I going to...
But it makes me mad. I'm like, can you just try something on the other menu?
Yeah, no kidding, man.
I also don't know, because usually on those kid menus, it'll say for children 12 and under. I don't know how heavily restaurants enforce that.
So let's talk about that. This is a trend that restaurants do not love.
Yeah,
and they
right.
have started,
they're losing money.
They've started to fight back. So restaurants like Longhorn Steakhouse, IHOP, Olive Garden, they restrict who is allowed to order off the kids' menu. Mm. And like Kimmy said, for most of these places, it's 12 and under.
Yeah.
And
kids.
I don't get that.
What do you mean?
You're not losing money on the kids' menu. True. You would not sell me something at a loss.
Okay? I've never seen anybody actually get turned down.
I've never actually watched, though, like someone that wasn't a kid order a kid's
yeah,
menu.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Like, it does kind of seem like a dick move. Borderline illegal. You're going to offer me this, but I have to be of a certain age. I get like nobody's going to like take him to court over it.
I know.
But why would you not allow me to buy less food?
Because I want to make more money.
Okay, well then I guess I'm just not
Then
coming.
You wouldn't go at all.
Good.
No, but see, here's the
I'll get a regular person in here that'll eat normal ass entree.
Maybe.
But here's the thing. There's no guarantee right now. Right? I mean, we know that restaurant foot traffic sales, it's plummeting. McDonald's just this week. Is bringing back an $8 Big Mac extra value meal and a $5 McMuffin extra value meal because people are not going out to eat anymore. We've seen how many restaurants start to close their doors because of everything that's going on. If I'm a restaurant and someone is willing to spend some money, I'm going to tell them no.
So there's an opportunity here for somebody. You just open up a restaurant where it's just kiddie meals.
Kitties?
Oh.
Kitty. Call
that,
kitties.
Nope, let's workshop that. You're probably not a good
idea.
Have
the cops there in a
minute. Yeah, not good. Not good.
And social services. No, but kitty meal, it's just nothing but...
You could just call it the kids menu.
The kid... No, even that sounds bad.
The kids menu?
Hey, where are you going? The kids menu. They're going to purchase off the kids menu.
Heading down to the kids' menu.
I wouldn't say it like that, I guess.
I don't really know what you could call it where it doesn't sound a little creepy.
Just a little.
Small portions?
No, that sounds bad, too.
Yeah, that sounds like
All right, restaurant's canceled. All right. It's canceled. Idea's canceled. 252-WZMF, nearly one half of Americans now admit they regularly order off the kids' menu when they eat out, whether that is sit-down or whether that is something like a Happy Meal from a fast food restaurant. So, you know, eating off the kids' menu, if you are embarrassed doing that, is not the only thing people do to save money.
Oh.
Because Hachiroku writes us on Instagram. By the way, I'm very proud that I learned how to say that.
Hachiroku?
There's a Mexican restaurant that I frequent a lot. My favorite thing to get there is a nacho dish with peppers, onions, queso, a lot of cool. Okay. It's $15. I assume the intent is appetizer to be shared, but it's absolutely huge. It's enough food that I order it myself and eat it as my entire dinner. Person who orders entree as an appetizer is a...
appetizer as an entree.
That's what I meant.
They just eat the app and
that's
have
their
cocktail?
Dinner. Yeah.
I mean, that's okay.
How is that different than kids' menu?
Because you're not a kid.
But you're not, you're not a family of four.
The appetizer is meant for adults.
But it's meant to be shared.
Yeah.
It's meant to be a little...
A little nosh?
Well, yeah, you want to... No, see, I wasn't trying to sound like a douche, but you took care of that for it. You're going to have a little nosh?
A nosh
you have a, charcuterie?
You have a little tapas? Little Spanish tapas.
I mean, you could go out to eat and just get apps, right?
Yeah.
So it's
I've done
I
that.
Still see that as like a meal.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but like if I'm getting apps with a bunch of friends, like I normally think that
person. So you're saying I'm going to sit down and eat this app by myself.
That is my dinner and while other people have meals. Because I judge that person harsher than someone who orders a kid's menu.
Oh, why?
Because you're going to eat
I'm going to eat a little hot dog and applesauce or I'm going to have clams.
You're going to have a giant plate of loaded potato skins?
What if I'm going to have a steamed clams?
We're
gonna have Clams Casino.
Okay.
Yeah.
As your app, as your whole meal. That's
it.
Yeah. I don't think that's.
But
weird.
That looks like a normal adult meal.
You
though.
Also picked the most expensive appetizer.
Okay. What if I just had a plate of calamari?
Okay. That would be weird. A giant plate of calamari for dinner.
Yeah. Why?
It's. I don't like it.
I don't want to live.
I don't teach it. I don't believe in it. Like my daughter will try it. My oldest daughter.
Yeah.
Just to piss me off. Goes out of her way to try and order appetizers as a meal.
Oh, I feel like I would have done that as a teenager.
Drives me insane. You can't just have nachos for dinner.
Mozzarella sticks.
Now Thank you. That's cheese and bread. That's all that is.
Good. Now, we haven't talked about the other group out there.
What would that be?
The splitters. My mother and father were splitters.
Okay.
Oh, so they'd split a meal?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they come in and my father would order a meal.
Yeah.
And say, we're going to split it. And then they would go, oh, there's a charge for that. And he would lose his crap every time. Why don't it's my meal? Yeah, we're going to split it. We're going to add a surcharge to split meals.
No, but I'm with him. I don't get the surcharge. Oh.
Because they have to split the meal, put it in two different plates, and hand it to you.
Oh, what? They have to do this?
Or couldn't they just give you the meal and then give you two separate plates?
They could do that, too.
To split yourself.
But they're still going to. Well, those places probably don't give you a surcharge, but he would lose it because his theory was, and I quote, your mother's ass is getting too big, and I want to save the money for Manhattans. That was his theory of going out to dinner.
You know,
she's fat, and I want to get drunk.
You know, you say a second ago, budget the right way. Now a man budgets the right way, and you want to criticize him for it.
And shrink that ass.
I am infuriated by places that charge to split.
It's so embarrassing,
man. It's not embarrassing.
What, are you going to split? Go out to
eat. I'm not married to somebody who splits, but I totally would be fine with splitting at any point.
And the waitstaff has to hate it.
Okay.
That they got to, like, divide your meal up now.
Okay.
It's like a divorce.
First off.
Hey, who gets the meatball?
First off, who gets the family meatball?
In this family?
I love how the one guy in this room who could actually split a meal is the one that's like,
no, but he also doesn't like people touching his food.
I don't. I do not.
That includes his wife, by the way.
That's every human being.
Don't eat off my plate.
No, look, hold on. I'm kind of with him on that one.
Get your own food.
I ordered this food. This is my food. And I've never split a meal before, but there's no reason you should charge me for it.
Yeah, but his is more like a germ thing.
Okay. That is weird with your wife, right? Like, you sleep in the
same bed. I don't like reach in.
You kiss her on the mouth.
Just leave. That's you. This is me.
Okay. Rob writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF. Again, a new study shows that almost 50% of Americans now admit to ordering from the kids' menu, whether at a sit-down restaurant or a fast food restaurant, on a regular basis. He says, I love grilled cheese. I've been turned down numerous times trying to order grilled cheese off the kids' menu while at the bar.
Why would you go out and order a meal you can make yourself in about 10 seconds.
Well, because he's at the bar, he said. He's having a couple of drinks. He's wants a grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, some bars make a mean grilled cheese.
Yeah, I think that's an underrated. If you make a good grilled cheese, like, you'll have people coming from all over.
Big, thick sourdough bread.
Mm.
That's got to be expensive.
I don't know.
Sourdough, they don't give that away.
It's not usually the most expensive.
That's one of your top breads.
Yeah, you need a starter for that. Dylan writes us.
You know everybody?
I actually do. We were at a brewery last weekend. Guy next to us, probably in his 50s, was a regular. He ordered a cheese quesadilla off the kids' menu. They asked him if he wanted Scooby snacks to come with it, and he said yes.
Hell yeah, take the Scooby snacks.
I mean, if it makes you happy.
Yeah.
All right.
Dylan says, my wife and I regularly split an entree, so one meal for two. Cut is the main reason, portions over price. I mean, if you're not going to eat the whole thing, there are some restaurants here. No, it's not a problem for me, obviously. But if you're a normal-sized human being, you go out to most Italian restaurants in this
town,
they
pile it in.
You're going to take half that home.
Yeah, so take it home.
No, you hate taking it home.
I do.
You hate taking it home.
I don't know what it is with women. But they got to take everything.
Well, because sometimes they don't finish.
No, like, ketchup. Yeah, give me the sauce. Give me this. Oh, is that let me pour the rest of the soup into my purse. What are you doing, man? You don't need to take everything.
I'll eat it for lunch the next day.
Every time my wife does it, we throw it out.
Okay.
It sits there for two days. I'm going to get to it.
I will make like three meals out of that pasta.
We end up tossing it.
All right.
You know, she goes, you should eat this. It's going to go to waste. I didn't order it, man. The sin's on you.
I just want to make sure, I want to walk you through your logic here to make sure everyone's on the same page.
What, about taking everything home?
No, about everything we just talked about.
All right.
So you say, do not order off the kids' menu because it makes you look like a weirdo.
It makes you look sad.
Okay, do not split food.
Don't be a splitter.
Because it makes you look chintz.
Splitters or quitters.
Okay, but you do not eat all of your food that comes. And not even close to all of it.
Order too much food and then waste it.
Yeah, and
you
refuse to take it home. So you spend more money.
I throw it away.
To order just food you don't want to eat to throw away.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're the weird ones.
I'm an American.
Okay.
What we do in this country is if we don't want it, we throw it away.
Uh-huh.
That's the American way.
Okay.
Throw it away.
Okay.
America. Well, you don't take home either.
Bro, my wife takes everything.
You eat everything.
Oh, well, yeah, I eat everything.
Every woman takes everything home.
No, I got it, but like the other
And it's like they slop it in there too. It's like so embarrassing. Like and then they should, you got to hold it for it. I don't want to be involved in this. This is your thing. I end up holding it and like it's all oozing into this clamshell thing.
You are being so weird.
It's like,
I'm going to
take home this
here.
Mini landfill home.
Since when did holding leftovers become such a
project? It's disgusting, man.
Well, because that was every woman he met before he met his wife. He was holding someone else's leftovers.
I didn't know she was pregnant at the time.
Yeah, you did, actually.
Well, kind of.
Julie writes us on Facebook, there's an easy way to get around the kids' menu restrictions, order online, and then take it home. I do it all the time.
Well, then just stay home.
She goes, I do it all the time, and they don't know if you're 10.
Okay.
They do. You just use your credit card online.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you drove there.
But again, that takes away the ability to have like that social Right?
Yeah.
Like, why would I order off a kid's menu
at
IHOP?
That's like super chintz.
Super chintz?
Yeah.
Super chintz and out?
Super chintz.
252-WCMF, 252-9260. We'll take one call. I don't know where this man's coming down, but I'm excited to find out.
Okay.
Teddy's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Lately, restaurant is his frustration with a woman who's coming to the restaurant just order like Caesar salad, no cocktail, sitting in the restaurant for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. Take it up a table, just order it a $10 salad and not do anything.
Yeah.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I mean, but Teddy. Go ahead. I'm sorry, buddy.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean, but like, do you offer a kids menu where you are?
There was, but they don't bring any kids. There is no kids.
Okay, I'm saying if I were to walk into your restaurant, Teddy, and order off the kids menu, would you have sold me kids portions?
I don't. If you don't have any kid, no.
You're a monster.
No,
get out of my face, Teddy.
Where's the child?
He's trying to pay his bills.
He's trying to pay his bills?
That was your kiddie dollars.
Like turning away customers? That doesn't sound like a good business plan to me.
somewhere, somebody had to pay the bills.
Teddy. All right, so Teddy, when you go out, you only order full portions. Do you take home and leftovers when you go out to restaurants?
If I go out, I never take anything home. I have to finish up right there.
So you will force yourself to eat all the food on the plate?
Yeah, if not, I just left it over there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's
what
cool.
What is with your generation just wasting?
What's who cares? It's just food.
Okay, it's not just food, man.
It goes back into the earth. You throw it in the ground, and it creates dirt. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
What?
It's only Italian people. They take home, right, Tommy? Just like you.
Yeah, Tommy. Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes evil, monstrous Teddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You have seven more regular season games.
Wow.
To get to Highmark Stadium before it is gone forever.
Man.
And there are people, Tommy, who even after it is no more, are going to make sure they have something to remember it by. The good news.
Good news.
It sounds you will now legally have your chance.
Great.
The bad news, we don't know which parts yet.
Oh. Well, it's usually the standard stuff with most stadiums. Right?
Sometimes.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Exciting news for Bills fans who are not ready to let the old stadium go just yet.
So what am I going to get?
A story on WKBW in Buffalo. Talk to some higher-up folks who work with the Bills.
Yeah.
And they said there is now a plan in place for fans to purchase parts of the stadium before they implode it.
Yeah, why wouldn't they sell everything? Because they're just going to a junkyard.
Oh, you're
Bills
right.
Stadium blowout.
You're right. It's big.
Because they did it with the old Yankee Stadium, right?
They do it now with all stadiums,
yeah,
right?
Especially historic ones.
All right, so
how many people would show up to a one Bills drive garage sale?
Oh,
garage sale.
So I know you're making a joke. That could be the plan, because a couple of years ago, the Bills did a leftover jersey and equipment garage sale.
Okay.
Yeah. They just put everything in boxes in the field house, and they let fans go pick through
there
stuff.
You go. Yeah.
So if you are a season ticket holder, it sounds like you will be able to buy your seat.
Very cool.
The team says there's also a possibility of buying pieces of the turf before they knock it down. Mm-hmm. So you guys both agree this is a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Why would you let that money go?
Okay.
Yeah. Make as much off of it as you can. I mean, there are people that are dying to get their hands on some of this stuff.
You think the people that want to buy this stuff are dumb? I'm asking.
I mean, it's not for me. I would never call somebody dumb.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
No.
Sad. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. All right.
Hey, what are you going to do with that goddamn seat? I know what you're going to do with it.
No, I already have a plan.
You're going to mount it on a wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what?
No,
sit on it.
It's uncomfortable. He's got beautiful furniture in there.
It's not beautiful. You've got beautiful furniture. Just go to waste over there. No, I've always wanted stadium seating in my basement.
I know.
No, I 2 years ago, when it was official that the new stadium was coming, before a game, I got underneath my seat to see how it would go up on my wall.
Oh, how it would come
yeah.
off.
So, yeah, so I have to go get a couple 2x4s and stuff, but it's going to get done.
Oh, it'd be sweet.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
So what might be the most interesting part of this story?
Yeah.
The rep from the Bills says there will be a chance you can buy other parts of the stadium as well.
So, like what?
They didn't specify. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What parts of that stadium do you want in your house?
Well, I would think signage would be huge.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So, like,
let me ask you this. So, the Ring of Fame.
Yeah, Wall of Fame.
I mean, they're going to do a new one, obviously, in a new stadium. They're not going to move the old. I mean, it's all going to be all new stuff.
I could see them taking those letters off the wall just to, like, it's a place.
But you could sell
stadium.
Those.
You could. But
and make a fortune.
But those letters are, like, 5 feet yeah. high.
Who cares? Give me the money and take it the hell out of here.
I would like to see them keep the old letters in the new stadium.
Do you they offer it to the players or their families?
But, Kimmy, where would you put your name? Your letters are 3, 4, 5 feet
but
high.
But I'd say, do you offer it to them first just in case somebody wants to take it?
Okay.
Just sell me the O and the J.
That's the one you can leave behind. So right now in my house, I have 3 framed team photos that came from the team offices when they remodeled everything.
These are like somebody's office.
Yeah, yeah. So from the early 1970s, they're in gold frames. They're real gold, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they hang in my basement, and I love them because they're super cool, and Ralph Wilson walked by them every day when he first bought the franchise.
Oh, yeah, so all that stuff.
I would think that stuff's going to go.
Because I'm guessing they're going to do everything new in that stadium.
Yeah, yeah, I would think so.
Do you think they sell off, like, the lockers and stuff
God.
Like, the stuff from the locker room?
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
Because they're going to have all new stuff.
I didn't even think about that. What do you think a Bill's locker would cost?
I don't know.
With the dude's
but
name.
You got to imagine they would,
with your guy's name.
Because some of that stuff's like kind of like relatively new.
Yeah, you're right. They did just remodel a whole bunch of stuff at the stadium.
But a Josh Allen
locker? I don't even want to know.
I don't even know if you would know whose locker it was.
You know you could get, I'm guessing you could get $20,000 for that.
Maybe more.
What's that?
You could get more than $20,000.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
100G?
Bro, his autographed jersey that is just a jersey off the rack. Right now is selling for $1,300.
God damn. So do you think you could get $100,000 for
No, I think that's a little high. I mean, I'm thinking 30 to 50.
$50,000?
I mean, the Bills are sitting
I'm
on a legitimate fortune
stuff.
Here.
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF because we're not thinking outside the box enough here. As a Bills fan, what would make your friends jealous? What could they come down in your basement to see where they would immediately go, oh, my God, that the Bills could sell out of this stadium? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Morning, bud.
What is it?
So, back in the 90s when they redid the turf, they sold keychains with pieces of the turf, and I had a few of them growing up.
Yeah, I got one in my basement right now.
Oh.
It's in Lucite, right? That clear little thing?
Yep.
Yeah, I got it. Got it, Jim. You and me, we're keychain buddies.
You're rich.
No, if you go on eBay right now, Kimmy, if you look it up, hey, Jim, thanks for the call. If you just search, like, you know, stadium used Buffalo Bills. There's a whole bunch of weird signage and seats and railings from when they redid it the last time that people purchase and trade and spend a bunch of money on.
And now it's got to be worth way more. Now.
Okay, so there's also like companies that will buy up bulk things. For example, there's this company called, I think it's like Treasures and Tokens.
Okay.
They make cufflinks, tie bars, and pens.
Oh, yeah, they turn it into stuff.
Yeah, so like out of team benches, floors from basketball courts, things like that. So, like, you can buy cufflinks of, like, the Notre Dame football bench from 1975 till 1982. Mm. Like, if they did something like that, I would buy all of it.
And they're going to do all that.
Yeah.
With this fan base, how crazy it is, they have to do it.
So, there are teams that have cut the field goal posts into rings and sold them like that, so you can own a piece of the field goal post.
I'm guessing, like, coaches' desks. Would you want McDermott's desk?
Oh, yeah, I'd move it in here immediately. Oh, it's a lame desk, though. I love
But it's McDermott's desk. If they win a Super Bowl, that's where he planned the Super Bowl.
No, you're right. You're right. You could like, design it like it's like a you could put his whole office in your basement and pretend you're Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
And then, like, get a donut and your dog eats it, and that's the only donut you're going to eat for the year.
There's some really, really unique stuff in here. Like, there is what looks like a welcome mat, but it's vintage game-used Buffalo Bills Rich Stadium AstroTurf right from the field.
As a welcome mat.
$250.
You wouldn't want to step on it.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah, like you wouldn't want to wipe your feet on
you
it.
You would have to put that down in your man cave.
So can we talk about the turf for a second?
Yeah.
Especially the old Rich Stadium turf from the Super Bowl years. I told you this story off the air a while ago, and I'm just giving people a heads up. You can look it up if you want. That old AstroTurf is extremely toxic. So, like, members of the Phillies who won that World Series in 80-whatever, a lot of them came down with this extremely rare brain cancer.
Oh.
And they're not sure if it's from the turf or the fact that the stadium was built on an old naval yard.
Okay.
But there's been several cases of athletes that have played on this turf. It's the Phillies specifically in this story. Yeah. But there are other athletes that have played on these turfs throughout the years that come down with these weird-ass cancers.
Is that the one with John Kruk was on?
A little earlier. The earlier Phillies.
Because he was missing a ball. Remember that? He had testicular cancer.
Well, yeah.
I thought maybe that was tied to the turf.
No, but what was good is
sliding in.
What was good is, you know, he always started with the opportunity to get five.
By what?
Balls.
I gotcha, buddy.
Thank you. I have had the opportunity to purchase that old turf, and I don't want to put it in my basement because I'm afraid I'm going to slowly kill myself.
So there are a lot of old, like they call vintage seat cushions.
Oh.
Were those? Yeah. Were those in the stadium permanently, or those were just seat cushions people bought?
That's a good question.
Or like giveaway night, like.
But like this
day,
one's going for like $100, so I guess I don't get where the value's coming from.
Anything late '80s, early '90s bills right now. Okay, so I'm gonna say something, and you guys are gonna think I'm insane, but I'm already getting people writing me on Instagram that they want it, and I wrote this down last night. The Petrov.
The what?
Oh, from the bathroom.
The Petrov.
Oh God.
I'm dead ass serious.
That's like decades of pee.
Well, they clean them, obviously.
Yeah, but still, where would you put it?
Okay, the pee troughs in the stadium are legendary.
How big? I mean, yeah, for peeing.
Okay, yeah, you don't get to buy, like, if you cut the trough into, like, 20 pieces. I would buy that pee trough, and I would put that in my basement.
That's somebody weird. With a weird pee fetish.
Bro, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's strange.
I'm telling
no,
you
that's
right
a weirdo.
Now,
that's some kind of
I promise
tinkle
you,
nerd.
I promise you.
You
I am
could
not
just build your own.
But no, it's not the same pee
trough. What would you would display?
I would put it in the basement and pee in it. I would make it my toilet. I would move my toilet and put the pee trough in there or put the pee trough next to the toilet. And I'm telling you right now, I am not the only man that if I walked into a bar and they had bought the pee trough, would be excited to pee in that
I'm getting
trough.
Nauseous. I'm thinking of all that pee.
Bro, the pee trough is an underrated experience of a Bills game, and I'll tell you
but
why.
But is it only cool because you're at the stadium?
No.
Like, it's not going to be as cool.
Thank you.
When you got, you don't need that much space to pee.
No, but that's what makes the trough
you
so.
You have to invite a buddy over to pee together.
Yes. I'll do that.
Just to make it work.
You want to come over?
You guys want to take a bathroom break? Let's all go together.
Two at a time.
Wait, pee pal?
Yeah.
No.
One of the worst ways to send money to your friends. No, like my one hope for this new stadium with all the new technology is that when they open it up, there will be troughs in this stadium because that trough saves you. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
15 minutes in a long pee line for guys. And Kimmy, you know this. That girl's
line. Well, it's like peeing in the army. Right? That's the way the barracks were.
It's awesome.
That's the way I peed when I went to military school.
You suck it in. You light up next to a guy you don't know. You touch shoulders and you pee. Mm-hmm. And we get back there to make kickoff for
the snuggle
half.
Pee, but fellas.
Yeah. That's a perfect way to put it. It's a snuggle pee.
We're peeing cheek to cheek, baby.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about how yesterday folks from the Bills went on TV. It was earlier this week on WKBW in Buffalo and said they will be selling a whole bunch of stuff from the stadium. It sounds like season ticket holders will be able to buy their seat. It sounds like they're going to try and sell pieces of the turf, and they said other parts of the stadium. I know that the Bills are on high alert right now.
For?
The franchise. People trying to chip the concrete off the walls while they're sitting
like
watching the game.
Take what they can right now.
Oh,
that's a weird one.
That's a, That's not really, like if somebody said, that's a piece of concrete, I go, who cares?
So this year, it's very, and here's how on alert they are.
Mm. Yeah.
You've sat in my seats before.
Yes.
So on third row, 20-yard line, Bill sideline side. Security never comes down to where we are, ever. I've never seen security in our
usually
area.
There's usually somebody like stationed at each spot,
but
though,
like at the top of the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Every 5 to 10 minutes, they now have a security guard this season that walks down.
Does laps.
Yep, stands at the bottom of the stairs, looks around at the wall, and then walks upstairs. And it has to be to keep people from trying to chip pieces of the wall away to take it home and make it part of their collection.
I mean, you got to figure this season the Bills are saving every little detail from every game, right?
Yep.
Because, like, I'm even seeing on here, there are game-used, like, banners, I'm guessing that the Bills, like, run through, that are going for, like, $200.
I want one of those. How about the inflatable buffalo or the plastic buffaloes they run out of?
The ones that roll out?
So what do you think the appropriate cost of a stadium seat should
be? Like your seat.
So like if I'm going to buy my two seats. That's my plan.
Right?
But I am terrified of what they're going to try and charge me for it.
I have a decent price in my head per seat.
What is it?
$250.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
I would pay $250.
But people are going to pay whatever because
Oh, yeah.
That is the most personal thing to you in Yo that ass. Stadium.
Well, I think
especially people have had those seats for decades.
My dad has had his seat since 88.
And that thing's broken in.
No, bro, his ass groove, deep, deep. But, like, yeah, like, he's been sitting there since I was 2 years old.
So that thing, if they said $1,000, he's buying it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. His seats are bench seats.
Oh.
So I don't know how they're going to
saw the bench?
I don't know how they're going to do this. But think about it this way. I think the what people are underestimating when it comes to the cost of everything, because the stadium is costing billions of dollars, right? The implosion is going to cost a fortune. But what people don't realize is hauling all that garbage away also costs an insane amount of money. So it would almost benefit the Bills to give seats away instead of having to throw them out and find a place to dispose of them.
But they know everybody's going to come by. Like, you could probably sell. I mean, you could put up temporary bleachers in a safe spot and sell it out to watch the implosion.
Oh, yeah. I would assume they're going to allow people to come and watch it.
I mean, say, like, they'll have, like, you know, tickets. Safe spot, but there'll be a ticketed event you pay for and watch the end.
So can we talk about this? Because we touched on it real quick before we go to the phones. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
I want to be there for the implosion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the coolest thing.
But that stadium was built in, it was built in the late 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord knows what that thing is made of. You can't tell me it's going to be safe to breathe in all of
what's a safe distance?
Thank you.
Well, no, they judge how the winds go. They do such a good job of blowing these things.
Bro, there are...
How do you know that?
You see them all the time on TV, how they turn it into like a...
They make sure nobody gets hurt, but like what Pat's saying is like you can't really control what goes into the air.
No, but they know how the wind's going to drift.
Tommy, they have houses that are 75 yards from the gate on all sides.
Yeah.
You can't tell me if you live there, you're not a little bit nervous about what's going to happen.
Bro, you've been living it for how long?
For a while.
But yeah, but they didn't knock down a potentially asbestos-filled stadium.
They've probably got very little asbestos.
252-WCMF. All right, we're talking about with the Bills selling off pieces of the stadium, what you would want. They're going to sell off seats, turf, talked about the urinal. You guys think that's gross, signage, all that stuff. Neil's on CMF. Hey, Neil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, man, what's up?
Nothing much. Did you stay for the whole game, Duff?
Wait, say that again?
Did you stay for the whole game?
Oh, yeah, I was. What is the Pope crap in the woods? Of course I was at the whole game.
No, I figured you did. Like yourself, I was also looking underneath my seat on Sunday night to see what kind of tools I'd need to bring in to take out my empty.
See, I'm not alone.
And to Kimmy's point, I was gifted a couple years ago from my mother-in-law, Turf for Tots, it's called. It's a piece of the actual turf that from the game that Josh Allen came back against the Chiefs at home for. And it's pretty cool. I got it down in the basement as a mat on the fridge. And I figured I got to call in and give an update. I was the one last week that wrote about starting a new job on Monday.
Okay, so we actually hold on, let me back up real quick. Told you, told some firefighters about you yesterday that was doing a building inspection. So Neil wrote us on Instagram. We were talking about going to work the next day and dragging ass. And Neil wrote us, you were starting a new job Monday. And your boss is a Ravens fan, your new boss, and you were going to go to the game and drag your ass in. How did it go?
Oh, it was great. I went up around 5, so I didn't have, like, tailgate the whole day, so I didn't show up. Really, really hungover Monday morning. But I invited my boss. He was ecstatic and loved the invite, but unfortunately could not make it up last minute. I kind of just told him to let him know, hey, you know, want to come to the Bills game with me? Because I'm definitely going, and I may not be very bright and sharp on Monday morning, but it was awesome, man. My dad and my uncle and my brother-in-law all left early, like super early, and they were so angry at themselves, and I ended up staying till the end, and ironically enough got on the field at the end of the game, which was absolutely awesome.
Criminal.
I wasn't home until about 3:30 a.m. and I started started the new job early, but it was all worth it, man. And I would say today's my first probably 90% day. So it's as if I'm starting the new job today.
Well, hey, man, enjoy the week. You're going to be allowed to work at this job, man. Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
Go Bills. There goes Neil. One thing I want people to keep in mind before I take one more call. I know that as we talk about this stuff, you know, you go online and you see on eBay how expensive the old seats and stuff are.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that is valuable because they weren't available to everybody.
Mm.
It was limited amounts.
Yeah.
If people are going to go try and buy these seats thinking they're going to skyrocket in value 50 years from now, they won't because they're going to sell 20,000 of these.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. There's going to be a ton.
Well, I figured they were selling every one they could.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's going to be at least 20,000 people that want to buy these seats. So if you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to spend this money on these seats, sit on it and sell it for $5,000 10, 15, 20 years from now, they're going to be the Flutie Flakes of seats.
I would say, but your seat, because it's an actual seat,
yeah,
would be better than like your old man's piece of bench.
Oh, I'm not selling mine, though.
But I'm saying like because you could mounted to a wall, and you can actually put your ass in
sure.
it. Sure. That might be have a little bit more value.
I do have to change my will. I want to let my wife know when I get buried, I don't want to be laid out. I want to be put in a Lucite box sitting in my seat and buried sitting up.
Oh.
That's what I want.
Watching the game.
Yeah, yeah. While with my penis out into my pee trough that I will also be buying from the stadium. Let's take one more call. Joe's got the last word. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Duffer, go Bills!
Go Bills!
So, buddy, back in the day, man, those troughs, it worked both ways. We used to go to the games with a bunch of our female friends, and they'd use them too, Duff.
Yeah, they sit on the edge. I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It was the most beautiful thing in the whole world, Duffy.
They would put their bare ass on that nasty-ass, pee-drenched urinal.
Got to do what you got to do.
They had to get infections. Those girls had to get chlamydia.
You can't miss kickoff, Tommy.
Chlamydia for kickoffs, that's a good trade-off. That's a good trade-off. Hey, Joe, I'm late, buddy, but thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. Go Bills. There goes Joe.
That is gross.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it on account of Joe sitting there staring at me either.
That was weird how he said it was.
That'll also give you chlamydia, Joe staring at you.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This person had to be confused what they were damaging.
Oh.
Right? Because this
They didn't mean to do it?
Well, no. They definitely meant to do it. They must have been confused as to what it was.
Oh.
Because if they were aware of what the function actually performed by this machine was, there's no need to take it out.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Story out of Gates. It happened out on Greenacre Lane. A mobile speed sign was installed there a while ago to let people how fast they were going through a slow driving.
Oh, yeah, slow down.
Yeah, you got it.
You're going too fast.
Yeah, it's got the radar on them. Yeah.
It bitches you out.
Displays your speed.
Some of them now have happy and sad faces on them. Have you seen the happy, sad faces?
Well, it blinks red if you're going too fast. Okay.
So the Gates Police Department got a call from a resident that said the sign was no longer working.
Oh.
Just wasn't working.
Mission.
Yeah. So, Gates Police Department went to go check it out. And when they arrived, they found the lockbox that held all the electronicals had been pried open, and someone had cut a wire, and that destroyed the computer that measured the radar on the device.
So they disconnected the whole
thing. No, they didn't just disconnect
destroyed it.
They destroyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right now, the Gates Police Department has no idea who did it, and anyone with information is being asked to come forward and talk to them over at the police department.
I can't imagine what you're in for.
Quite the operation.
Okay. Why would someone damage this?
So, it has to be somebody that uses the road every day.
Okay.
Because, like, we have one on where I live.
Well, yeah, in Pittsburgh, every 15 feet, you're going too fast, you're going too fast, you're going too fast, there's a clock, you're going too fast. What you were saying.
So it's got to be, it has to be somebody in the neighborhood.
But why?
Somebody I'm guessing, I don't know why I'm picturing guy paranoid that the government's watching his every move. And okay. I got to take this thing out because it's probably filming me every time I speed.
Or it could be kids.
It could just be kids jacking around. Advanced to be a kid. A kid would try to like take a baseball bat to it or something.
Yeah, no, Kimmy's right.
Like, this person went in and snipped a wire and stole the computer.
No, he didn't steal the computer, just destroyed the computer that the wire was connected to. Okay. And by the way, it could be just blind luck. This person didn't know what they were doing and they cut the one wire.
I would think like a kid wouldn't care enough.
Oh.
Okay, can I throw a theory out there?
Go ahead, throw it out.
So the biggest news story in Rochester over the last 6 months have been the cameras at construction zones.
Oh, yeah, right.
The ones that take your picture and give you four tickets in four days while you're speeding. Did this person think this was one of those radar traffic?
Oh, that's a good one.
The camera.
And if so, why are you so dumb? Why are you so dumb?
But at the same time, if you thought there was a camera, wouldn't it see you coming?
Well, you sneak up on it.
Destroyed the thing, yeah.
You got to come up behind it. You're walking too fast. Slow down.
You put like a chloroform thing over the computer, take it down slowly, right? Yeah, that had to be it. It's either that or just a kid being a dick.
That's what I'm thinking.
But again, like usually, Kimmy's right. Like it's all smash it with a baseball bat. That's kid fun.
Yeah, but kids.
Kids gonna like stop what they're doing to. I don't know. It just doesn't fit for me.
And also, it would have happened when the kids were back in school again. Like if this would have happened 3 weeks ago, fine, I would have listened to your theory. But kids
it could have happened at any time, though.
Any time you could lose your radar sign out in Gates. This had to be someone who was confusing this machine with the one that takes your picture while you're speeding.
And I'm guessing it's somebody in the neighborhood.
Green Acre Lane is
somebody
Gates.
That definitely passes it every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but we all drive past that stuff, even if it's not in our neighborhood, right? I don't know. Like, I kind of feel bad. Like, who pays for that? Is that the town of Gates that owns those signs?
I mean, if it's the cops.
Well, the cops are investigating it, but like, who owns the signs that tell you go to the grass?
It's either the cops or the town. It's either the town or the cops, and that's the same thing.
Okay,
it's going to come out of the same budget. Right?
Well, is it Monroe County that does that stuff?
But is it
This one looks mobile. It's got wheels on it.
Oh, that's a fancy one. Ours is just on a stick.
Yours is permanent.
Yeah.
So Joe writes us on Instagram. He says, as a guy who works on traffic signals and speed cam radars, all that stuff, people break into them all the time to steal copper. Two years ago, all the cameras on 390 and 590 were breaking. People were stealing the batteries out of them for scrap.
Okay, so that's not a kid then, most likely.
It doesn't.
Scrappers.
I'm sorry, it doesn't say in this story that they took anything other than clipping the wire out of it. Although, that is interesting. How much copper, how much money are you getting
for that copper?
Yeah, how much is in there?
What does a battery go? Well, I don't want to ask out loud. Everybody's stealing batteries from these things. Like, okay, so it's funny how we always narrow it down to, like, is it an adult who is confused or a kid being a dick? It could also be an adult being a dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
The principle of the thing.
Like, 15 years ago, it was always a kid being a dick, but for some reason... Adults just decided we're going to be dicks again.
So it's like an adult idiot child.
Well, yeah, like a 42-year-old man. I'm sick of seeing this thing telling me I'm speeding all day. Yeah. Clip. How you like me now? Clip. So if you live in the town, you may have just actually cost yourself a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, God knows what those things go for.
Exactly. And if it's necessary, they're just going to replace it.
Yeah.
And I would think, now it says it's on Green Acre Lane. I don't know how close it is to any homes, but with the amount of Ring cameras that now exist in America.
Oh, you're going
to
see this.
Somebody has to have caught
this. Some guy walking up to this thing.
So if you, you don't know the day that it happened, though, so the police can't say, check your Ring cams in this neighborhood on X day.
They might have a fairly good idea when they weren't getting any, like, signal off the thing.
Well, no, because it said the police didn't even realize it wasn't working until a neighbor in that neighborhood alerted them that it wasn't going.
So who's that narc?
Wait a minute. So who monitors the... This machine.
Who will watch the Watchmen?
No, is it just a dummy thing that just is up there that nobody checks?
No, again, there's nothing to check. It's just telling you how fast you're going. Yeah.
No, but I thought like if it was also like had a computer that people looked at.
No, the computer
apparently
is the radar.
Somebody else looked there too.
What did you?
I thought like that the cops could monitor.
It was just to alert people. The cops could monitor.
No, hey, remember a second ago when we go, what idiot adult would confuse this for something that was tracking them?
You don't think they monitor that?
Why would they monitor that?
Because they're the police department, and it's a speed sign.
What good does the information do?
They could turn it on any time, see what the hell you're doing. You don't know they don't.
How would they track your car?
It has a camera.
Does not have a.
It has a camera that tells you how fast you're going.
No.
It also sees you.
It's not a camera that tells you how fast you're going.
I got pitched. I had a picture of me.
That's a different thing. I just said.
It's the same technology.
It's not the same
bro.
Thing. How do I explain to you this is not the same thing? And you go, yeah. And then
like
at the
camera.
End, 2 minutes later, you go, yeah, it's the thing that got me. I said it wasn't the thing that got you.
I say they know what's going on.
You're doing Kennedy now?
I say at the end of this century, I think they can check on us.
What are you basing that on?
They're the police department. That's their job. They keep an eye on your ass.
Okay.
Well, they may.
They see how many people are speeding.
Yeah, they may see that just so they could see like, if it's a dangerous road or not. But I don't think that they're taking pictures of it.
I thought they.
How do you know?
I thought they put those.
Yes, I don't, Tommy. I guess I don't.
And you could put one of these little pen cameras in there.
Pen cameras. Like a little spy cam.
Yeah.
Do you hear you right now?
I love hearing me.
Do you? I know. I know. We know.
I'm very popular with me.
Oh. Hey, there's an astronaut that needs a little money from you. He's running out of oxygen in space. And that was a callback from yesterday. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.